Hello, this is Kinch Rendell with Your Business Podcast. This is going to be a reintroduction of sorts. Who am I? Who is this guy that's been posting all these positive sayings on Instagram? I would like to say a lot of those I make up and or take something I've heard and kind of put it in a positive light, I guess, or at least take the don'ts and nots out as much as possible. So it's August the 6th, I believe. It's a Thursday. I am just south of Denver, Colorado, headed into Denver for a Toastmasters meeting. I am in my truck, which is different, although I'm a little excited to say I've heard two people, being James Altucher and Shailene Johnson, record from their cars. Okay, Shailene's car was off one time, and then she was driving it the other time. And James, you couldn't hear his car either. My truck, once this light turns green up here for me to go, you will hear it because it's a 2001 Ford. It has the great engine. That's also kind of loud. So why do I have a podcast? Why am I posting things on Instagram to pump you up, to make you think about goals and such? I'm an entrepreneur. Maybe I've kind of always been. Everybody said, oh, as a kid, you're always trying to make money and do things. So yes, I, as a kid, worked and worked and worked on the family ranch of sorts with horses, 21 Arabians at some point. I also, once I got a driver's license, could drive to Houston and buy things wholesale and try to sell them retail. So something clicked to me to make money. And it didn't click all the way to, hey, let's sell something instead of working hourly. Because even to this day, I still do a little bit of consulting where I make hourly money. And I often question why I do that. Even if something pays over $100 an hour, I really think most people's time is worth more than that at some point. Like just your free time. You should say, hey, my free time's worth even more. I want more of this. Or a lot of times in my case, I'm thinking, I should be working on one of my ideas and my projects, not somebody else's. But it is hard for me to cut those ties. What else do I do entrepreneurial? I've owned rental real estate here in Colorado. Finally sold that a couple years ago once I realized $50 a month profit, cash profit, really wasn't worth my time at all. I could use my money for other things, better investments, I thought. But still in Texas, my best friend and I have, I guess, three or four rentals and another four or five properties. We have a couple of them that we have owner financed to sell and have done that in the past. These are all tax foreclosures that we've bought. Literally, you go to the tax auction often enough, eventually you'll find some kind of little gem, some kind of little deal. Down there in Texas, Fort Bend County to be specific, you have to hold on to your property for 2 years generally to have a clear title. We've had a few people buy them right back, which means they pay us 25% more than we paid for it. Not a bad deal. So we do that. Basically, I like my fingers into all kinds of different things. I've got a few patents to my name, which I'm not all that excited about because I'm not making any money with them yet. I'm still in the process of trying to actually monetize them, get them out there into the public. What else have I done? I started this podcast 3 years ago in hopes it would help people. Yes, I talk fast. I still go to Toastmasters and they help me slow down. They really do. They really think they've helped a lot, and every time I listen to my own podcast, I try to slow down. I get excited, though, and I talk faster and faster. The podcast, what kind of background besides that? I have a couple college degrees, one in accounting, which I've never generally used as a career, and one in computer science, or well, actually management information systems, so on the business side. That's what I took off doing out of college. That first job in Dallas offered to move me to Denver back in the day, back in, I guess, the late 90s. So that got me here. From there, I got married, have two kids. I bought a farm. Well, at first it wasn't a farm. It was just 20 acres outside the city. And I've now decided that once you have land and you start planting trees, can you make money with it? So I've planted lots of things that I hope to turn into a productive, profit-making farm. This includes hundreds and hundreds of trees, over 1,000 asparagus plants. This year I grew up 50 pounds of garlic. Garlic so far has been one of the best. Planted rhubarb. I must caution you, I am a heck of an idea guy. I am great at getting things going, but I excel the most when I have partners or people that probably are opposite of me and that they will get down to trying to finish things or want to think through things a lot more than I do. With the farm, I could care less if this is a pick-your-own versus a farm that I have to go pick things and sell to restaurants. I don't care. I just think that if I grow stuff, if I produce a good product, whether it's a farm or something else, people will buy it. I will find a way to sell it. I can market it. I can get it out there via Instagram or whatever's hot at the time. So just realize that with me. I'm going to be very, probably like, get going, because literally I think those are the first steps. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I read a decent number of books. One of my goals, all about writing down your goals now. I'm big on that in 2015. Not only writing them down, which I've done, but look at them, hopefully 3 times a day. So one of the goals by 2016 is to be reading a book a week. And some of these books may be smaller to begin with, and I'm trying to get in that habit big time right now of how much can I read, just to be bringing in knowledge. I've done self-help, you would say. Let's say Tony Robbins back in college. I remember sitting there. It was late one night. I think we're supposed to go out. No one picked me up. I probably had a vodka something drink. And, of course, Tony Robbins has a infomercial. Come on. I think I spent $200 or $300 for CDs, which was a lot of money. Like, literally, I was like, wow, how am I going to pay for this? Am I going to have any money left over after I pay for this? So I listened to his ideas way back then. I still read different books from business help, listen to podcasts. James Altucher, right now I listen to his 2 podcasts. I find him quite funny, he and his wife Claudia. I bought a couple of their books recently on the Kindle app for my phone. Shailene Johnson, she wrote the book Push. My wife bought it, a workout book of sorts, also just kind of, I believe it's a goal book. I read parts of that or all of that. I have recently listened to her podcast and checked out her Instagram account. She also gives you tips on everything from Instagram to how can you make yourself more efficient. Something recently, a little in the last week I've listened to, is called your power hour. What hour in the day are you most productive at? Can you dedicate, find a way to dedicate that to getting a lot of your stuff done? Literally, if you can do that, and I feel like it is kind of me, 8 to 9 to 10 in the morning. Which seems a little odd because I'm awake when I'm awake, but I don't like to wake up per se. I do have young kids, so literally I'm up no matter what. It's 6:41 right now in the morning and I'm up. Driving to Denver because there's a Toastmasters meeting. I have not gone into the business that actually set me free. But literally I go to Toastmasters because I work with basically one other person. We meet like once a week. We talk on the phone a lot more, but I don't have that outlet. I don't, outside of that, I don't network a ton except for my hobbies, let's say. I'm also pushing right now to do more networking. I want to find more people that can be mentors of such, that are more successful than me. Something I posted out there and keep hearing over and over, I don't call it a coincidence, I call it guidance in life, is you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. My wife is a good one to hang out with. But outside of that, I don't have any mentors per se that I hang out with, that I meet with regularly, that are doing more than me, that are even like me. Most of my friends work 40 hours a week at a job they do not own. That's not me. I have quite a bit of free time. I mainly answer the phone and do sales or sales, receiving the calls. I do search engine optimization. I do some web tweaks. That's what I generally do for my main business being web hosting. The company is Riptide Hosting, like a riptide wave, because my original partners, one of them was from Hawaii. So web hosting, what the heck? People say, oh, you're lucky. I think, no, I'm not lucky. And then I think, well, I'm not all that successful. I always feel like I should be doing more. That's why I am doing more, doing patents, wanting to give back, hoping to help people, mentor people even. Web hosting to me back in 2001 is when we started it. Luckily, we didn't know any better. Someone just mentioned, hey, we should start a web hosting company. I was like, yes, we should. I'll make the website. So 3 of us started it. Why did it make sense to me back then? It made sense because I knew what residual income was. I literally knew that if you get into some business where people keep buying a service or keep buying a product every month, every 6 months, in the case of web hosting, every month, you basically work to get the first sale. You work to pay for the infrastructure to set things up. And then from there, you will have recurring income at some level. Some customers may stick around a month. Others may stick around for 5 or 10 years. You can basically service them very, very well, and they will stick around and like you, even when they leave, is what we find. If they in the business or something else happens, they generally still like us, and several have come back over the years several times over when they start new ventures. Why did I know about residual income? I give the most credit to Amway, the multi-level marketing company. Yes, Amway, which I'm not sure if it's big in the MLM business anymore. I keep hearing about all these new ones that come up. But Amway in college, I had an internship in the computer field, and one of the other interns got invited to an Amway meeting from a coworker. I'm like, hey, what are you going to? I didn't get invited. Can I come? So I basically invited myself to it. The little caveat there for me, or little ding, 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 I do that. I'm interested in all kinds of business forms. I'm interested in whatever it is. Which here, a little side note, I like to interview people. At least that was the overall goal. I'm going to do much more of this. I like to interview you if you're self-employed, if you run your own small business with some partners. I like to hear about that. You may only be 6 months in, which one of the ladies I've lined up, she's 6 months into her own business after doing all kinds of things. That is great. So Amway, back to Amway, they recommended lots of business books. I literally think they taught me more about being an entrepreneur on the business side than my 2 degrees of college. Two. I had 190 hours, 190, when I graduated. Some of that was in engineering to begin with, but really, that much. And I didn't learn a ton about business. But I basically jumped into Amway, bought their books, listened to tapes, which is more like self-help, how to get out there and sell yourself, sell your product, talk to people. I'm a bit of a talker to people. But literally how to have the confidence to hear no, and to realize every time you hear no on something, you're winning. You're going to fail as you become successful. Hopefully you're going to learn and tweak things as you fail if possible. Review exactly what you did. And when you have the success, review that as well. I really think you need to review both successes and failures. I put a little saying on Instagram yesterday. Let's see if I can get it exactly correct. I said, in failure, the good learn, the great have a lesson learned. I really think that you jump much further ahead when you truly learn, okay, this did not work out like I wanted it to. Why? And now I'm going to tie this into my hobby. I get in a little 1989 Honda Civic hatchback, white, Civic Si. And I race around rubber cones that are about 1.5 feet tall in parking lots almost across the whole country at different times throughout the year, 3 or 4 times max usually. And literally, I think people would be so well served if they knew what they did right and they knew what they did wrong. Even as simple of a thing as driving a car around cones in a parking lot. I think no matter what you're doing, evaluate that. For me in speaking, it's listen to this podcast. At Toastmasters, they record us a video. If we dare, we watch the video. We watch, we see what we're doing with our hands, how we're moving. We can even then just watch it without sound and then just listen to it. Was I clear? Did I pause? That's something I'm always working on personally. Take a pause. I love to pose questions at Toastmasters. And then I run on to the next question, the next point. Got to pause. So hopefully I'll become a better and better speaker as I keep speaking and keep doing what you're doing. So literally, I've run the gamut from real estate. We even flipped a home. Even, we will probably not do much more of that. I'm kind of all over the place, and I'm open to all kinds of businesses from online to brick and mortar. I really think that you will have so much freedom if you can, A, start your own business, and it may be just side income. I'll get into that more, and I have in the past about how Riptide was just a side business for like 5 years. But let me tell you, if you can free up your time to where you control your time the most, pretty much no amount of money will bring you back into some kind of 9-to-5, 8-to-5, 8-to-8 job. Back in the day, I used to work a whole lot for other people's dreams and goals. I will not do that anymore. I've even invested money. I want to say $30,000 in somebody else's dreams and goals while I had my ideas for some of these patents. when I should have stuck that money in my own and been hopefully a few years ahead. I think things will work out in the right time frame for me. I really do believe things work out. But I literally got wrapped up in somebody else's, wow, that's great, I can help you do that. Put $30,000 into it. So I've definitely made plenty of mistakes. Yet until I really started thinking about it, I couldn't think of places where I failed. And how I can feel like I don't fail, even though I might fail at different things, is if you keep trying, especially in business, you're not failing. It's not an all or nothing. You can go broke like Donald Trump several times. He's not a failure. You can lose all your money. You can lose billions. You're not a failure. In a lot of these people's cases, I've realized, it's their network. It's their knowledge. It's their idea machine being their brain. People will reinvest in them, will loan them money again because they've been successful. They're hopefully learning every time as well, like, whoa, I lost X amount of dollars. I'm going to flip this back to James Altucher. He's so funny. He has two different podcasts, one with his wife and one the James Altucher Show. So let me spell his last name, Altucher. Hilarious. But he said he had $15 million cash, sold his business, his software computer business, thought he was smart, thought he was a genius because he had all the money. I've heard this before. And said, I'm going to invest in other companies and invest in the stock market. He has an interview where his wife interviews him. And she'd be like, so did you gamble? Yeah, I gambled some. Did you have prostitutes? I never visited a prostitute. But he lived in hotels at $1,000 a night. And yet he points out that's not what made him broke. It was having the house and all the total expenses of $50,000 and $60,000 a month. So literally, you might have been successful in the past and then think you failed because you got fired or your business went under or you couldn't make it work. Evaluate the heck out of that and do it again. I swear. And then some of you are thinking, hey, I know people or I myself own my own business and I work more than anybody else I know. That's when you got to remember the saying, you got to work on your business, not in it. You want to remove yourself from the time stuff, from the time sinks, or from the things you don't love that are not your passion. And let me tell you what I know about that. You have to document things so well and make it such a system that you can plug somebody else in. You can either hire people online that help you or people physically in your place. That's, even though I'm a programmer from training, documentation, no one ever likes to do it. But that's what most businesses need to probably free people up. You have to know what you're doing so well that you can find the right person to plug into that. Hopefully you can plug in most anybody to anything as long as you have a training regimen and or and with the documentation to bring them up to speed. And then really I think it's just finding the right person that's willing to learn and do things. So that's a little brief introduction to who I am. I basically, with the podcast, want to encourage people. I really want to interview lots of people. Oh, I've got to mention another podcast. He started this after me, but consistency, whatever you're doing in life, the more consistent you are, the faster you will find success. So Michael O'Neill has the Solo Hour podcast. He started 2 years ago, has been doing it like 3 days a week. He interviews people that are crushing it, as in making lots of money, generally with different online businesses. So he had a different idea than me, had a little more experience of podcasting, but stuck with it. That's his main gig now. Now, almost everybody seems to be podcasting, or lots more people seem to podcast now. Professionals are getting into this. They're never going to drive their vehicle and probably record a podcast. I think in life, so much of it is getting out there. Maybe it is adopting some things early, but get out there and do it, and do it, and refine it, and get better at it, and find out what people like, as in give value, give them value, give value. I have lots of ideas. I love James Altucher saying, give them away for free. So I emailed a company that made a little app I bought and said, hey, you should really try to move this here or there. I've had ideas like that in the past. Called Nokia, said, hey, your redesign of your phone isn't working or sending these back in. All right, so I ramble also. Let's get back to, I would love to interview people. You don't have to be crushing it. You could have just started your business. That's the next interview. One of the next two I have lined up is literally somebody, she's only 6 months in to doing interior decorating to help you sell your home. So she stages it. Yet she's worked, I think I'd say as a nurse, or I don't know, maybe a doctor even. She literally is now doing something she loves and started 6 months ago. Another person, somebody that speaks, gets paid money because she speaks. She speaks even a lot to nonprofits, but she's found her passion. She likes doing it. She's helping through speaking. She's helping inform people. So I'd love to interview you. I interviewed my dad, who's on here. He was an accountant. Actually, he was an engineer, I believe, before that. Became an accountant and worked from home. So he kind of set that out for me to let me know, oh, yes, you can work from home. My mom was a computer consultant. Oh, wow, funny, I have both degrees. You are so influenced by people if you're anything like me. That comes back to the five people you hang out with. So once again, if you own your own business, you've started your own little side business, hey, I'd like to interview you. I'd like to hear about it. Because what'll be really fun is to come back a few years later and interview you again. So once again, this is Kent Rendell. I've called this Your Business Podcast recently. I used to call it Your Freedom Podcast. Because really it is helping you find freedom through something that's a business. And maybe your side business at first. Hopefully it's something in your passion. You may start it as a blog. There are so many people that have turned blogs into something that produces money for them. Courses to teach other people. So I hope you enjoyed it. And look forward to more positive, good sayings. The more stuff I take in, the more sayings and ideas I come up with. I just have to translate them all to images for you. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks.